Stockman's.
Who's speaking, please?
This is Terry.
Listen, are you in charge of the billing down there?
I can probably help you.
Listen, my name is R.D. Mercer. I have got about three or four bills from y'all's clinic there.
What are they addressed to?
Well, they're addressed to me, but they're talking about some operation y'all done on a basset hound named Dolly.
What's your last name?
Mercer, and it was for some sort of a teat reduction there.
Hold on just a moment, please, okay?
Well, I can't hold on very long, because I guarantee you I got a bill down here that ain't mine, and now it says it's been turned over to a collector.
I don't find anything in your name. You're going to have to give me more information, because your name doesn't ring any bells with me.
I understand. It's Roy Damn Mercer is my name. And I got about three or four bills from y'all, and I ain't paying it because we ain't got no basset hound named Dolly.
Can you spell your last name, please?
Mercer. But it's for $440, and I don't know how big them were, but that's an awful expensive teat reduction, I know that.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, I tell you, the clue is I ain't paying it.
Well, that's fine, but I don't know who you are. And I can't imagine us charging that much for something like that, and we don't do that type of service anyway.
What you need to do is send me a notice that said that that's took care of.
Sir, I don't even know who you are. I can't.
I'm a fella that's getting ready to come down there and get sideways with somebody.
Why don't you bring that bill down here, and you just talk to me, and we'll take care of it?
Why don't you just send me a note that says I don't owe y'all any
Sir,
money?
I don't know who you are. I cannot send you a note without knowing who you are.
Is there a man down there?
I can take care of you. I'm the office manager.
There may be an ass-whooping involved in this.
Well, you just come right on down.
I guarantee you I'll be down there in about 30 minutes.
Hey.
I need a note.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Stockman.
Don't hang up on me like that again. You's rude to me.
You want to define rude, sir? Your picture's beside it in the dictionary.
I don't know what you's talking about, but I'm getting ready to come down there, and I want a note that explains that I don't know y'all.
You come down here, we'll figure out what's going on, and I'll try to help you.
The figuring out is done. I don't owe y'all no money. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have somebody...
I'm not going to stand here and listen to this on the phone. If you want to come down here and talk to me, you just come right on down. We'll take care of it then.
I tell you what, I may send a couple of my boys down there, John and Doug...
Terry?
What?
John and Doug just wanted us to pull your leg.
John and Doug who?
John and Doug that work with you.
Well, are we going to get like a funeral notice?
You might.
Terry.
You might.
Terry. It's just a little joke,
it's
Terry.
It's just a joke. We're just pulling your leg.
Well, good.
Are you okay?
You all right?
Oh, I'm fine.
What are you going to do to Doug next time
we'll
you see him?
We'll find out in about 2 seconds.
Is he there?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they make them nudicles if you remove them?
Don't worry about that. So tell me who this is.
Phil and Brent.
Yeah, and Roy D. Mercer, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
You've heard of Tulsa before, haven't you?
I dang sure have.
Well,
you heard of them again. So, Terry, I got to imagine you get all sorts of strange phone calls. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So do you handle all these phone calls with this much compassion and consideration?
Only when they're assholes.
Well, I tell you, Doug was right. He said you were a fireball. And you are.
Oh, you are a fireball.
Are you okay?
Yep.
You all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Is Doug going to be okay?
Probably not, no.
I was afraid of that. Oh,